Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 2 of Radio Radar's coverage from E3 2013. I'm Hollander Cooper. Here with me is
Andrew Gilbert,
Tom Magrino,
Ryan Teljonic.
And man, Tom, you sound exhausted, Ryan.
No, I'm not that bad.
Turn it up. Put a beer down and turn it up.
I'm not that bad. I'm ready. I'm ready to do this.
Just because we all got a combined total of 7 hours of sleep last night does not mean that we are not ready to rock and roll McDonald's.
That's par for the course. We saw a lot of awesome shit today.
We did. Starting off with Nintendo.
I just love the way that you guys all did mic checks on me and then went super loud. Good work. Well, good work, everyone.
Welcome to the real world, buddy.
All right.
We don't play by the rules.
That's fair. You don't.
Henry,
Nintendo!
Henry, let's yes. talk Nintendo.
Oh, man. So, yesterday with all that, the other stuff, like, nobody was talking about Nintendo at all. It almost seemed like they're not even a part of the gaming system anymore. But Nintendo came this morning and said, no, we still matter, but it's just games. And as they said later in the thing you and I went to, play the game. Play the game.
I'm super happy that wasn't part of the press conference because it was awkward as shit. Yeah. Reggie just kept being like, the most important part of video games is that you play the game. And there was a screen behind him that would flash play the game.
Why?
He did it like 7 times.
That's
he
really
would just
weird.
Be like, so last night I was taking a dump and I decided to pull out my cell phone to
play the game.
To play Candy Crush Saga, the best pooping game.
Well, so they started with a Nintendo Direct that was all Wii U. Like, it was all Wii U. And Iwata hosted the whole thing. We actually had to watch the British feed because the American one crapped out on
us. Oh, man, that feed was terrible. Like, what is it? Like, how hard could it possibly be
Japan
to stream something over the internet?
Well, they haven't figured out the internet yet.
Well, the last few Nintendo Directs,
been a recurring theme for this entire press conference where all of the publishers are like, hey, guys, let's stream our thing ourselves. And Nintendo's was terrible. I think the most egregious so far was Ubisoft's, which was functionally useless. Like, every year, I think Ubisoft does this, where they're like, all right, come to our website, uplay.ubi.canada.com.
Mm-hmm. And, we refuse to share it with you.
Just come to our website. And if you don't come to our website, you're not going to watch it.
We got an old Pentium 2 set up in the back, ready to act as a server for this
thing. And so, for whatever reason, even though everyone knows that Ubisoft's going to put on a shit-terrible press conference, they all go and it crashes.
Yep. And then this year, honestly, I was surprised. Nintendo's done like a dozen of these Nintendo Directs now, and they've all done fine in terms of streaming. There's never been not a single hitch. And we on their like direct.nintendo.com or whatever, there's just a countdown to their E3 press conference and it gets to zero and the website does that thing that websites do when you know shit's not gonna work, where it does like that half refresh and it just flickers and you're like,
the nothing, website just shit the bed.
Yeah, nothing is getting done. Miyamoto was now leaning over a bed, scooping shit out with his bare hands.
Into Link Shield. For easy disposal.
Just munching on it for breakfast.
Alright, so once
not eating it.
Once it did finally start, like they had big news. Like, they started off with Pokemon X and Y.
Which is actually 3DS, not Wii U.
Yes, that's true. It was the only 3DS game they showed, but
they showed Smash Bros.
God damn it.
Ha!
Fine. You've proved me wrong again.
Again.
But X and Y is coming out.
Tom lives for that, by the way.
It's coming out October.
It's the only thing that gets him hard anymore.
It's really the only thing.
X and Y
making
now.
Making Henry feel like
let
he's
Henry
done
speak.
Some,
oh, come sorry. On.
X and Y now is
talking about my erections.
X and Y now has a firm release date of October 12th.
Why did you feed into that?
I was already going to say firm release date.
He was already committed.
Was it one of those situations where you felt like if you didn't say firm, then it was going to be awkward because you wanted
to disingenuous
stick
to yourself?
I would have given up on. I would have let Tom
faith
win not, by not saying firm.
You did the right thing here, Henry.
Yeah.
Then it was
a hard decision.
Then it went straight to the new Mario game, Super Mario 3D World,
which, despite everyone who's played it saying it's good. the more I think about it, the more I am disappointed in that game.
Well, Henry, your initial reaction to it was like, four player? I don't think so.
Well,
I believe the word compromised was used every 8 seconds.
It feels compromised to me. So this was, I still feel the best like 3D platformers ever are the Galaxy games, like Mario Galaxy. I felt like it took 3D platformers to the most interesting, creative, and like challenging from a gameplay perspective place. Super Mario 3D Land was them attempting to take what they did good in Galaxy but make it more mainstream, more palatable to like wider audiences like new Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, and to sort of just merge it with old school Mario.
Yeah.
And like Mario's fucking... And Galaxy, let's be honest, Mario's fucking cruising around outer space like a motherfucker. And if you're not like already a Mario fan and you look at that, you're like, that's probably not for me.
Maybe so.
That's not, that one's not meant for me. He needs oxygen.
Well, and so 3D Land was a big success, and now its sequel, basically, is now the Wii U game.
Yes.
Except it's not a 3D system, but they're still, like, playing with perspective a lot, and but it's got HD visuals, it looks great, but I'm annoyed they had to, like, it had to be four-player multiplayer, because the new Mario Brothers series is so popular, that's what you gotta do, but...
And at least it's not Mario, Luigi, and two fucking Toads.
Yeah,
I mean, I did enjoy that there was at least some kind of competitive element to it, mm-hmm. and that like you get scores based on how many enemies you kill or how many coins you collect.
Yeah, and the stages totally felt like, in a good way, 3D Land. Like, I thought 3D Land had some of my favorite Mario stages that I played, and this had ones that were like echoes of it, especially So Mario has a cat power-up now, activated mm-hmm. by a bell, which is a very Japanese thing.
Well, we asked Takeshi, our resident person who knows Japanese stuff, if that was, like, a thing, and he nodded. He's like, yeah, that's something the Japanese people... You ring a bell when a cat shows up. I don't fucking know.
Cats and bells.
Good luck and or bad luck.
Yeah.
Also, I just thought of a good way to test our little setup for next time.
Oh, yeah?
I could have just unplugged people's things, and then I would have known exactly which knob I should have turned.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're doing like a gorilla podcast.
Yeah.
I'll tweet a picture of our setup so you can see exactly how
it's
ghetto
basically
our
like
our
some giant
right
came and vomited cords all over Lucas's bed.
No, that's my bed.
We're doing this from Ryan's bed. Right. We're all in bed together.
I mean, technically, it's
under
just,
the covers.
It's just me and Henry and Ryan's feet.
Games Radar undercovers.
Ryan's dirty feet.
Ryan's dirty
yes,
feet.
They're pretty dirty.
They're pretty, actually. You should wash those socks sometime.
3D Mario.
Yeah, so lastly, just the 3D world. We saw the developers talk about it a little bit later that day, this morning. And they did point out that in single player, the camera is situated more like in a Galaxy game. So it feels more Galaxy-y. But I don't know. It looks very good, and I trust the developers of that game. Like, I think Nintendo's best internal team are the guys who make the 3D Mario games.
Yes.
So I gave 3D Land a 9. Like, I thought 3D Land was a very good, very good game.
So what else was announced?
Well, then came Mario Kart.
Mario Kart, which I played.
Mario Kart 8. Yes.
Your description to me was it's exactly like Mario Kart. Only with more Mario Kart.
Yeah, look, that said, the version we were playing, like, they stripped out everything that you didn't need. It was like, it was running on, like, it was like, okay, there was the fireball power-up, green shell, red shell, and bananas, that's it. And there were, like the basic six characters that are in every Mario Kart. Like, they obviously want to slowly reveal the other stuff, mm-hmm. so they didn't put any of it in the demo. But what they did have was the new gimmick in this one, which is the ability to ride on walls using zero gravity, which actually, it doesn't change gameplay much, but it does change the level design.
I feel like this has been in other Mario Karts, the ability to...
No, like, this is full-on, like, you're riding in, like, a regular hallway, and then you full-on, like, ride on the ceiling.
Oh. Okay.
Not even, like, a ramp. Like, you're just, you're defying gravity. Your wheels become hovercraft wheels.
Okay.
It doesn't change the basic gameplay, but it allows for totally new level design, which actually does change
right.
the gameplay. And visually, it looks more like a true, quote-unquote, next-gen game than most of the Wii U games.
Yeah, you know what? Of the games they showed today, it was very... It had the feeling that we didn't have last year of, these are HD Nintendo games.
Right.
Like, this is what a 1080p Nintendo game looks like.
Nintendo is already able to make their games look better than anybody else's when everyone's on the same playing field, just by having a really good style. And now when they are actually at the same level as people again, or at least close, they're able to kind of surpass what the expectations are, considering the power.
Yeah, so one of the... When they were showing off or talking about their third parties, they showed off Watch Dogs on the Wii U. That looks terrible in comparison to the other...
Like, I mean, it doesn't look that bad.
Oh, yeah, it does. Like, the draw distance isn't nearly as good. The textures aren't
as good. So yeah. There's a good chance the video they showed off was from the next-gen version, because that's what they've been doing every other time they've shown off Wii U games from third-party
developers. Or maybe with the Wii U one, it was the first time we've seen a current-gen version of Watch Dogs. Like, seen fancy PC versions of Watch Dogs, like... Who knows how bad the 360 and PS3 versions of Watch Dogs are going to work.
I'm sure they look exactly like that Wii U version we saw.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, but that...
And when I say terrible, it's all relative. It's terrible in comparison to...
The other versions.
The other versions.
The third-party sizzle reel was just kind of weak in general. It was like, well, we've got Batman,
You're saying that the Wii U's third-party support could use some bolstering?
I know.
I don't believe you for one second.
But it's not going to happen.
Slanderous is what it is.
But they're doing good enough just buying their, like, good enough exclusives, like Bayonetta 2.
Yeah, and then they showed Bayonetta 2 a little more. She has short hair, and the gameplay is exactly the same. We found out what Retro's working on. Lucas. Lucas is in the room.
Here, Lucas.
What's Retro working on?
What's up, everyone?
Oh, okay.
Hey, pull that phone. Pull it away from your face a little bit.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
What's Retro working on, Lucas?
Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze. Is that correct, Henry?
Yes.
Yes.
It's been so long since that announcement. Yeah, it looks like Donkey Kong Country Returns, but more of it. And I'm done with that.
So you've just described every Nintendo game?
That is... Well, that's true. But, it's again, HD. It looks awesome. And it makes sense now why they ported it to the 3DS just a few weeks ago.
It was like a trial run of what they can do with camera angles, which I think is pretty cool.
Also,
they hired back David Wise to work on the soundtrack. Who, you don't know, he was one of the main composers who worked at Rare.
Yeah,
and wrote tons of Rare music, including the Donkey Kong Country soundtrack.
Oh my God, that's legit awesome. I did not know that. That's amazing.
I tweeted it out like it was just like, yeah, whatever. And everyone's like, bullshit, you're making this up. I'm like, I don't even know who this guy is. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
They said it. I think Henry looked at me and said, that's big news. And I'm like, oh, it is big news. I should tweet this out.
I did applaud for that. I was like, yeah. I didn't applaud that much at the non-press conference press conference.
You were applauding the entire Nintendo life.
I'm pretty giddy.
You got giddy.
Can we fast forward through all the other Nintendo stuff and get to the end?
Well, Smash Brothers.
That's the end.
Yes.
Oh, can we? Yes.
So Smash
pretty much
Brothers.
At the end. Smash Brothers, yeah.
Smash Brothers
Henry
for the Wii U
literally
and 3DS.
Lost his shit during
I
Smash.
Wasn't the only
You were giggling. You were giggling. I think you even did a happy clap.
Yeah.
To be fair, Henry does a happy clap all the time.
I'll do a happy clap occasionally.
But no, Lorenzo and Lucas and Ryan, I think everybody lost
It was everyone but you, Tom.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So we knew it was coming. We knew a Smash Brothers trailer was coming, but it was like, I thought it was like a perfectly crafted trailer. Like, they start so quiet with Animal Crossing, where you think it's almost an Animal Crossing trailer.
Which, by the way, I would not have been upset by. If they were like, hey, we're also making Animal Crossing Wii U. Smash Brothers got delayed. I'd be like, it's cool, guys.
And then they start with a 3DS gameplay, which looks good.
Yeah,
and
cel-shaded.
Cel-shaded, which makes it easier to, like, see your characters, I think.
Right.
They had a cool... My big takeaway from that was the level that seemed to be on a Zelda Spirit Tracks train.
Which, by the way, I think makes it pretty obvious that Toon Link is not going to be in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Because Toon Link was in the front of the train, and they wouldn't put him in the level if you could also play as him.
They just wouldn't do it.
No.
Maybe it'll be just
wouldn't make
Link
any fucking sense.
No. None.
But then they jump into, like, Mario literally jumps into HD graphics.
Like, he literally jumps.
Literally?
Jumps into HD.
I accurately used literally there. He jumped off the screen.
In so much as a digital character can do anything literally,
all right.
You literally described it correctly.
But the HD visuals look like great, and it then they just had a quick succession of here's all the characters that you expect: Mario's Link, Mario, Link, Bowser, Star Fox, Kirby, Pikachu, Kid Icarus.
We nailed most of them.
Samus.
I mean, it's
I'm taking the credit. Okay. What have I taught you? Take the credit.
And then they showed.
And then out came Villager.
Villager, I was super pumped. So I was more excited for Villager than I was for the other review.
I've only recently begun to give a shit about Villager. Yeah. Because yeah, I've just started playing
Animal Crossing. So Villager from Animal Crossing. In the trailer, Villager jumps out, puts a net over Mario, and then it zooms in and does like a sparkle in Villager's eye, which I think was creepy. Supposed to be creepy. Like, look, he's childish, but in reality it made him look like a psychopath. It's just like, hey, I caught you in a net. I'm gonna eat your flesh.
And his attacks were like, they seemed incidental, like he's like, I dug a hole that you fell into. I'm just carrying a pot and I hit you with it.
Yeah. And then there was, then he actually, like a lot of characters in Smash Brothers have dodge moves or moves that reverse an aerial attack, like a ranged attack. If somebody shot a ranged projectile and he just grabbed it and put it in his pocket. Like, it was just like
what else could he have done with that?
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Obviously.
They do such a good job of merging their worlds together in ways that make no fucking sense.
Well, so then came the big reveal.
Yawn.
Wait. We Fit Girl.
Well, okay, so later that day, at the event we were at where they said play the game a million times and only half the time we were there were we allowed to play a game.
Yeah.
At the end of it, they said at 11:40 we're going to have a big reveal of a game that's been in deep development, which we were sure I thought meant this means a new game.
Yeah, because they didn't say the name of the game.
Uh-huh.
But instead it was, they at least faked this out good because it starts with a close-up on what seems to be Wii Fit, and we're like,
and they actually,
what, another fucking Wii Fit? Like,
and the person in the trailer actually starts off by saying, hey, we're gonna start off by showing you a trailer that you're gonna immediately know the game we're talking about.
Yeah.
And then it shows Wii Fit.
And so it shows Wii Fit, and then it has this real funny moment where it zooms out, and Mario, Link, and Kirby are trying to do Tai Chi. And then the Wii Fit lady just pops up and starts beating everybody up.
All of her moves are like yoga moves.
So that was the 11:40 announcement you guys were talking about?
Yeah.
Well, they said, we're going to make an announcement about a game we know you're very excited about that's been in deep development. Didn't say the name of the game.
Did they do that intentionally? Was that a dirty?
Yeah, I think they were just...
Because they wanted to fake us out with the fake trailer.
Right.
Yeah, so... But
honestly, if they said we're announcing a new Smash Brothers character, the excitement would have been identical. Yeah. So I don't think it was trying to lead us on.
You just got a better laugh from being tricked.
Right.
But so then, we got to see them play the big new third-party character, Mega Man. Which was like... Mega Man should have been in the game from the first game. Like, he's perfect for it. He's got projectiles... jumps, he's an 8-bit classic platformer character just like most of the characters.
And every ability he has is directly taken from the game.
Yeah it seemed like I got the indication that they were loading him up on moves that... Like, well, how many moves... I don't know much about... Admittedly,
So B down, B up, B right, and then just B... Those are all different moves.
So that's four, and it looked like Mega Man had like 20 moves.
Well, then you put in jump as well.
Like jump and B, jump attacks, down and B.
Your double jump.
But it looked like Mega Man had like every superpower from Mega Man 2.
Well, not just Mega Man 2, but mostly they were from Mega Man 2. But it was, I think they just wanted to play with everything they could. Like when... I love the moment where he throws the metal blade at all the characters.
Like crazy rendered video of like Mario dodging out of the way.
And right. Also, Smash Brothers was not playable as we predicted, but we did get to watch it be played by Sakurai, the director. He played as Mega Man to show off all of Mega Man's
moves. Dude
doesn't
give up the controller.
And guess what? Looks just like Smash Brothers.
Yep.
There were people that were saying, like, well, there's a new developer.
Yeah.
There's a chance they'll totally revamp it. They didn't, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
They can make other changes.
Well, and just the last thing, Mega Man has a Shoryuken. he does a jump uppercut straight out of Street Fighter.
That's pretty cool.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, awesome. That's a Nintendo. There were also trailers for other Nintendo stuff that you can check out on their site.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, they just dumped the Zelda 3DS game trailer. Like, you know, it's a Zelda 3DS, an original game. Who cares?
Yeah,
there's
yeah,
a trailer.
Yeah.
Watch it.
Yes.
So, Tom, 3DS, so Tom, 3DS, who gives a shit?
Is Nintendo fucked?
Oh. Nintendo is doing very well as a first-party device. I feel like they can continue to stay buoyant as a first-party device indefinitely.
Good, because that's that's exactly what I think, and I'm totally okay with, like, everyone is going to buy a next-gen console and a Wii because they want to play Nintendo games. Uh-huh.
And, I mean, that's kind of the way it's been for a while now.
Yeah, no, and they just need to embrace it. They need to
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, well,
they need to buy more studios to continue making first-party.
They just need to get better at developing first-party games.
And I think they'll be fine if they kind of get their own little, you know, keep investing in the eShop, maybe get some indies on board, and be like, hey, you know, make a Wii U. I mean, you don't have to, but it's available to you if you want, like whatevs, but... as long as they just keep pumping
out. It's nothing but AAA first-party Nintendo games that have, like, 7-year development cycles and indie games.
Yeah.
That would be such a good balance, because it's like, you play, like, all these $5 games and $3 games, and then every so often you get, like, an 80-hour Zelda.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, even if they start dipping very heavily back into their entire library and bringing that to the eShop.
Well, so this is a funny for me to make this statement as the biggest Nintendo fan here, but... I do think, like, they're getting so dependent on, like, straight fan service. Like, I feel like in the Wii, they at least, they experimented a little more with their franchises, where it's like, what we have in front of us is, well, people like Link to the Past, Link to the Past. Like, people like 3D Land, 3D World.
Yeah, but at least they're willing to do that, because you have Square, who made Final Fantasy 13, and not that I'm somebody who says it's time you guys should remake Final Fantasy 7 or something like that, but Square is in a bad place right now, or at least they were a week ago, and it felt like they were. It felt like for
2 days ago,
it felt like they were ignoring it and just going full steam ahead. Meanwhile, Nintendo's like, "Shit, we need something. What's the easiest lever we can pull that will make people happy?"
Yeah.
Where's the happy button? Oh, it's Link to the Past. I hit it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, though, Ryan, you saw Square Games today, right?
Yeah, I got to go to the Future of Square Enix presentation, which was mostly them talking about Final Fantasy stuff, and also a bit more about Kingdom Hearts 3. But yeah, the first thing they showed they talked about Realm Reborn, Final Fantasy 14 for a little bit, which nobody cares about, and of course Final Fantasy 10 and X-2 HD. On the Vita.
It reminds me, I took a great picture of a Realm Reborn being demoed on the E3 show floor, and two of the monitors were off. It's just like, doesn't even work on the E3 show floor. Good job, everyone.
Yeah, well.
Sorry.
Anyways, but then, of course, the big news from E3 about Final Fantasy being Versus 13 has been rebranded as Final Fantasy 15. We did get to see a new trailer for that nobody else has seen, and it was all in-game footage. I'm really, really excited about it. This is the first time I've been excited about a Final Fantasy game.
What does the gameplay look like?
So, it is all action RPG. You're diving around the battlefield to actively dodge incoming attacks, and then jumping. It's very much Kingdom Hearts combat, basically, is what it looks like. And which is no surprise, considering that's essentially the team that's making the game.
So pardon my ignorance on Kingdom Hearts, but when you say action RPG, are you talking like Skyrim?
Like, no.
What are we talking about here?
It's like Zelda, but with more stats.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess so. And
it's hard to think of more games in that.
There aren't a lot. Yeah.
Dragon Age 2, except not shitty.
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean,
kind of.
Active combat, not turn-based, but
it's got a turn-based feel to it, in terms of the way damage pops up above their head and all this stuff. But you're actively rolling and dodging around.
Pre-order.
Now, Noctis is the name name of the character, the main character, and he's like a prince of this region that is in the middle of. There's like a big coup happening. And
stop me if you've heard this one.
But anyways, what's really cool is he's got like these magic sword weapons that he can summon at any time, and they range from all different sizes. So it looks like you can summon them whichever one you want to use at any moment, which is kind of cool. And he can also use them to he can also summon them as like a weird magic shield. And there's a lot of aerial combat, which I found pretty bizarre. Like, he can use them almost like a grappling hook, his swords, like summon it into a wall and instantly link to it. So yeah, it looked really, really cool. It's very fast-paced, and it seemed to have a bit more of a mature feel to it compared to some of the more, I don't know, 13, I guess, was mature, but those games are not particularly amazing.
Did they say it was running on their new
engine? It is running on the new Luminous engine.
Oh, awesome.
So it's weird to me that game was in development for so long.
Yeah.
Not on the Luminous engine. Their next big game, Final Fantasy XV, a benchmark in a franchise, the 15th entry, is a rebranding of a spin-off game
that's been
in development and got essentially canceled. Yeah,
we did have like a 15-minute Q&A session afterward, and somebody asked them about that, can you talk about the transition of this from versus 13 to 15? They really didn't get much into it. There was but basically they said, it got to this point where it was so far from what anything else 13 related was that it made so much sense to just be like, why the fuck are we calling this 13 anything? Like,
right.
Let's make this its own thing and really embrace the new changes that it's got.
When they planned it to be versus 13, it was part of a trilogy. And they didn't seem to anticipate making an actual 13 trilogy of 13, 13-2, and Lightning Returns.
Yeah, well, because it's all based in the same like mythos, I guess. Whatever the Novalis crystal, I can't remember what it's called off the top of my head, but yeah, and they're just kind of like, this probably isn't fitting anymore. Let's just mm-hmm. ditch it. And I think that was a really good move on their part. I think this game looks really incredible, and I can't wait to actually play the damn thing.
But if you told me in 2006, like, the entire Kingdom Hearts team, like the A team of Final Fantasy, would not make a single game on current gen, like that generation. They would just skip it and wait for the next one. Like, I'd have been very disappointed.
The longest generation we've had.
And yeah. I'd like to point out too, like a lot of the European press kept asking over and over and over again, why is this an action RPG? Like, they were legitimately super upset that this was not a traditional turn-based thing. And honestly, and their response continually was like, look, we try and make at least minor modifications to the combat system every iteration of Final Fantasy, and for the world and story that we're trying to tell, like, this is the system that makes sense. And you know what? I think they need something like this. I think this can potentially make this a much more interesting game.
I agree. Well, and so you said, one other thing I remember you mentioning was that Kingdom Hearts 3 and the 15 are definitely on the Xbox One.
Yeah, they're both confirmed for Xbox One.
Which I can't believe Kingdom Hearts was such, like, steadfastly a PlayStation game.
Yeah, and they were asked, are you going to do kind of some sort of HD release of the previous games for people on Xbox who've never played any of the Kingdom Hearts? And they're like, nah. No, we're good. He said, you can look that up online if that's something that interests you.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's awesome. It was just like
a fucking deal with it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's happening. Very, very small, minor new details on Kingdom Hearts 3, more mature Sora, and obviously unexplored Disney worlds, and now that Disney has access to Star Wars and a billion Pixar films.
No way. Sure.
You can say they wouldn't do that, but they did Tron.
No,
if they're gonna do Tron, how great would it be if they're just like, oh, quick, now you're essentially the J.J. Abrams Star Wars thing that Patton Oswalt pitched. That could just be a world where it's just
Marvel.
My favorite thing was they showed all this Final Fantasy XV information and then followed it up directly with Lightning Returns, and that game looked so bad in comparison. Like, it was really painful to see.
It's just sad.
Yeah.
Like, Lightning Returns, really tough. I was there when they revealed it, and nobody cared, and it's just...
Nobody cared about 13-2.
They showed a new trailer of Lightning Returns. Like, every new trailer of Lightning Returns, it used to be a Final Fantasy trailer was an event, at least for me, even. Like, I'd be like, a brand new trailer, but no one cares.
Oh, another interesting thing real quick about Kingdom Hearts 3 is that's being made by the team that made Birth by Sleep, the PSP game.
Huh.
The handheld ones were always good. They were just limited by their budget.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Now unlimited.
I fully expect it'll be a great game.
So, Tom.
Yes.
What'd you see today?
What did I see today? I don't even know. I saw Knack. We went to the Sony booth, and they had a bunch of the PS4 games that finally playable that they've been showing off. Knack being one of them. Drive Club being another one. What else was on there? Beyond was on there.
So can we talk about Beyond real quick? I keep watching
Beyond. So the demo that they're showing of Beyond is the one in which Ellen Page is in Somalia. And it looks...
That's half of the demo.
Preposterous. So, like, not only is it preposterous that that game is in Somalia, but Helen Page in army fatigues...
Did you just say Helen Page?
You sure did.
Ellen Page in army fatigues looks like a child going...
Trick-or-treating.
Dressing up as like a commando for a trick-or-treating.
So I'm still interested in the game, but I went from, like, okay, they showed it off last year, I'm super excited... to watching the new trailer, it's like, I have no fucking idea what this game is anymore.
Yeah.
I had the exact opposite reaction of saying, this game looks stupid and looks exactly like Heavy Rain, too. Wow, this is neat.
You're the only one. Yeah.
I mean, every time I've seen any of the gameplay for this game, too, it's just like, nothing here looks fun.
Well, you know, I had a third reaction to you guys when I saw that, which was, I've been paying attention to this game for the longest time. And they'd shown her as a kid hiding from the FBI, a runaway from the FBI, and a homeless person who gets beaten.
Right.
But when they showed her, like, she's in the Middle East killing terrorists,
then all of a sudden she's like,
This is every game now. Like, right. It turned into every game.
Some CIA badass. Like, it just, there's this weird dissonance with this game. And maybe it'll make sense
maybe
once you start playing
statements.
It. Like, but right now, it's coming off as a schizophrenic mess.
I went from full-on excitement to thinking it looks stupid as shit.
Yeah. It's just...
like, there's no other way to describe it. Ellen Page is just running around shooting terrorists. After the last year's demo was like, hey, I'm on a train. I'm trying to deal with this ghost thing I got going on.
I'm super
and now
AC
there's some angry
and like
cops and I gotta get the cops away from me. I have the Fifth Right. I am Sam Fisher.
Right.
This is Splinter Cell Black.
I mean, I played basically through the entirety of that trailer that they showed a year ago, and it was awesome. Like, I was really into it for the full on 20 or 30 minutes it took to complete.
Was that the Somalia level?
No, it was the Hunted. Yes.
And did you play the Somalia level?
I did not. Well, I think the Somalia level was more of a tutorial, so I have to assume that's the beginning
of
the game.
You think that's the beginning?
I mean, on the menu, on the demo menu, it was like, includes tutorial. And it seems like this is just, these are the basic movements you'll need to play this game.
Oh, I wasn't sure if that was just like them bouncing around as a, like, just the way they demo games. Or...
I think it would be an interesting, like, if it was meant as a fake out at the start of the game for people who get in, like, this is a Modern Warfare game, what? And then it goes, and it takes a complete, like, shift.
She wakes
and
up,
and
the screen is blinking, game over, and she realizes, yet again, she fell asleep playing Call of Warriors Battle Face.
I have to imagine it'll have something to do with how she... Because I don't think she has Aiden... which I thought was pronounced Aiden, and then she said Aiden. I was like, whoops.
But she always said Aiden. She had Aiden as a kid. When Willem Dafoe's treating her weird, that's when she has Aiden as a kid.
See, that's what's beautiful. But I've completely ignored this game until now.
Right. Really? Well, you don't even know that she gets beaten to death as a hobo.
That's actually the end of the game.
It seems like this is one of those games that you just can't ignore because they just keep shoving it in your face.
Oh, believe me. You can ignore.
All right, so that's what you saw.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, the Knack? How was Knack?
Knack just looked like some family game.
Platformer.
It didn't look fun at all. Like,
there was whimsy and enjoyment. Tom humbled his way right away. From
like classic.
Yeah.
Like PS2.
It was
Jack and Daxter.
Which is a beautiful.
It was like a
simple game. Which what's
3D
wrong with that?
Action platformer. It's boring.
You don't like
why
platformers,
are you making
though?
That? There was very little platforming. It was mostly action.
You don't like action.
Clearly, I don't like busting down walls that are very obviously bustable walls.
Did it look cool? Did the walls break apart and shit? Did the walls break apart and shit?
Tom was like in an ice level and then he smacked icicles, but instead of just melting, they formed onto him and he became spiky.
That's awesome.
Well, what actually happened was I smashed these icicles, my character changed colors, and I got a little extra health.
Can I kill you, Tom?
I mean,
can I just kill you?
It's just
well,
the actual
particle
thing that...
effects, like, at least look good.
Yes.
It's really about that.
Because when, so Tom was...
There were some very nice particle effects.
He was going invisible, I guess? Is that what Knack was doing? When you're going through the lasers? And he became, like,
no,
crystalline?
No, he was turning into a little mini version of himself.
Okay. Well, when he transforms back, it sucks all the little bits and pieces of
if you
want to
talk about
whatever.
Some excellent particles, yeah. Well...
Oh God, I don't
want
to talk about this.
To a Microsoft presentation today about the like they were like, oh man, we're gonna do some tech demos for you guys. You're gonna see how awesome the new Xbox is. And they led that off by showing the galaxy and all of the stars.
Literally
in
the real galaxy.
In the galaxy being rendered as like the processing power of the Xbox is keeping track of the trajectory of stars in real time.
So basically this is they Men in Black's
us.
Ending come to life.
Yeah,
we are all inside
us.
An Xbox One.
Oh God, don't turn off the internet!
That shit is true! So that was just a truly ridiculous thing to show anyone other than... I don't even know who that would be appropriate for. Or why you would spend any... Like, that was basically Xbox One masturbation. That's all it was. And that's what that's what Microsoft
that
showed me. They were just like, look at how awesome.
So
look at the size
Don Matrick,
of our CPU.
Don Matrick jerked off in your face.
Basically.
Okay.
It was rude. I mean, he didn't finish because it was just like, you know what? I've seen enough of this, Don.
Oh, what if him finish?
What if him finishing was just a magical asteroid shooting through the sky?
Yeah. Tracked in real time.
I felt the need to say that, apparently.
Yeah. Don Matrick had quite a quote today, Cooper.
Oh, yeah, there's that quote from...
You don't got online? We got an answer for you. It's called the fucking Xbox.
360.
360.
Yeah, he
I fucked that up so bad.
He did it super sincerely, which made it even more scripted. He's just like, hey, a lot of people are saying, hey... Microsoft, we don't have access to internet all the time, and man, that must be so difficult. But we do have a product for you, the Xbox 360.
Right.
Does not require an internet connection.
And then I love the part was like, oh man, you know, I get these letters from people on like a fucking nuclear submarine. What does that even look like? Who rides a nuclear submarine these days? And it's like, well, it's probably somebody in the military who's defending your right to freedom.
Dick.
And then there's that magical comet shooting through the sky.
They're in the submarine. Oh, we heard a ping. What is it? It's Don Matrick's semen. Just it's closing in.
It's really
down periscope.
Yeah.
We need to dive.
Oh man. So the other thing I saw in that Microsoft presentation that did not have anything to do with Don Matrick's penis.
We will in a minute. But go on.
Was Microsoft was talking about how like I think there's a lot of concern with and there's always been concern with the Kinect with like. Why are you trying to shoehorn the Kinect into games that just, it's fine with a controller? And so they were talking about the ways in which they've been studying the way people play, like doing playtests or whatever, and just like watching people play like a hardcore game and the kind of physical motions that they make just naturally as they're playing the game, such as if you're being shot at, a lot of people tend to kind of like pull up their controller a little bit. And so one of the things that they're trying to do, or at least show developers that they can do, is like, if a player pulls up his controller a little bit, then that's the sign that they're, you know, wanting their shield to come up or something like that. And then they're also showing like, just like small, like if a bullet's coming at you, people kind of tend to lean or something like that. So they was just showing how like, you can lean to do a quick strafe to the left or something like that.
But then they also...
And then they kind of follow that up with like, oh, and also like if you see, you know, an invisible enemy, you can just like tap the temple because that's what, you know, that's how you can make.
Please tell me that's a joke.
No, it was like, if you want to, you could see those invisible enemies by activating your visor. So you just tap your temple, and that thing just comes right on.
Natural extension that's of natural. What I do when I play.
We focus on natural movement.
I punch myself in the face when I see something.
Oh, fuck, man, if only my eyes worked better. Oh damn, they work better now. I just had to hit them.
Imagine a Gears of War when one you want to use your radio, you put two of your fingers on your ear and then stand really still for a while.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, what if it was an X-Men game where you had to hold your hands to your temple and Cyclops shot his visor?
Yeah. But, yeah, that stuff was all right. And then they showed some more of that. Like, they're really getting off on this whole fantasy. Just rip it. It's a Band-Aid. Just a fantasy.
Put your fucking microphone down and open your bag.
They're
terrible sound.
They just continued to get off on this whole fantasy sports stuff.
Bag.
You're a thief and a liar.
Ryan is drunk.
Fantasy sports?
Fantasy football and like... So they showed one thing that was kind of cool, and they may have already shown this already, but if you're watching a game on Sunday...
On the right side, your score shows up.
No. What they did was, like, if you're watching, say, who's a football player...
Adrian Peterson.
If you're watching any Adrian Peterson and the Vikings,
Adrian Peterson,
if
the main character of Watch Dogs,
I cannot do my math. If you're watching any Adrian Peterson on Sunday and he scores a touchdown, then there's like a little thing that'll come up as if it were an achievement that's indicating to you that you just got some points on your fantasy football. That's all I was trying to say. All
right, so Henry, what did you see?
Did you guys discuss yesterday the day one purchase achievement? Like how you can,
no.
Can you buy an Xbox day on the first day you get an achievement?
I mean, I'm not surprised by this.
But anyway, well, my only non-Nintendo stop of the day was in Warner Brothers, where first off, I got to play the Batman Arkham Origins demo that I think you saw.
Yeah, I think we talked about it, too.
Yeah, but it's... the only note I have about it is that, like, the combat was fun, but it just felt like it was just more Batman.
It feature bloaty. It's starting to feel like Assassin's Creed 3.
Yeah. Also, that guy, as Batman, is doing an average Kevin Conroy impersonation, and I don't like... The biggest change is the at least in the demo, was to the investigation thing, which was to, like, rewind and replay stuff. That just like seemed like
I like that a lot.
It seemed too extra to me.
I like that.
Maybe
a lot.
It's just because I was being filmed playing it, and I got a little bit stuck then, and I was feeling very self conscious of like, this is filming.
Sounds right.
I get stuck here F this thing in the A.
Sounds right. So what's the other game you saw though?
Well, I saw Scribblenauts. I saw Scribblenauts, but really,
I love it when Henry curses.
What I really...
This sounds so bizarre.
The surprise of the day was Mad Max. Like they.
Oh, yeah, you saw that.
After the teaser trailer where you don't even see Mad Max's... Max, I'm just going to say Max.
Like it better when you refer to him as Mad Max. I'm going to be super honest with you.
It's a proper name, you know?
Well, so yesterday they had the teaser trailer during the Sony press conference. When they don't even show the character's face, it makes me think they haven't decided on... the non-Mel Gibson likeness that they're going to give him. So then to see that they have a hands-off, like, pretty... like a pre-alpha demo ready for the show floor, I was like, wow, that's really...
So what's he look like?
Up. A dude.
Generic
He's
video
just
game
a guy.
Guy.
Generic face. Just anybody's face. I mean...
Even my face.
Could be.
Also, you are... it's made by the team behind Just Cause, and
Avalanche.
It's... Avalanche Studios, and it's the same big open world kind of feel, except your feet are firmly planted on the ground. There's nothing ridiculous like infinite parachutes or opening a parachute to fly,
right,
or whatever. But the game's really about fixing up your car, making the ultimate muscle car to survive the apocalypse.
Yeah,
and you have a sawed-off shotgun and the will to live, and that's what's driving you. And the guys who have the stuff that's going to let you fix up your car, those are the marauders, and you have to brutally murder them.
Mm-hmm.
And they have some really sick kills in this game. And, like, there was one, he got a sniper shot where it just slowed down, and you got to see it hit the guy, blood explode everywhere. I'd say the coolest thing to me, though, they like the racing... So the open world map kind of reminded me of Red Faction Guerrilla.
Oh,
where it, you know, it was a it was an open world wasteland, but there was still stuff like, here's the food outpost, here's this, and here's where you're going to have a random encounter with some thieves. And the races, like, then it turned into a race.
Red Faction Guerrilla right now.
It's really good.
I know. It's so good.
It turned into the race, when a car chase happens, it turns into, like, a car combat game, which is really cool. Like, to take out the lead car, you have to crash into it and then weaken it to the point where then Max can pull out his shotgun and blow it away.
Yes.
And the goal of the game, it seems like the goal of the whole campaign is just to make the best car you can, which he calls the Magnum Opus. That's his car. And you're constantly upgrading it to get to new areas, but it's also the car you drive around in, which I think is neat. And if you have a, as they described him, an idiot savant mechanic, who really is this special needs guy called Chum Bucket, who is basically just like, yes, boss, and he, like, hands you guns and fixes up your car.
So he's basically got autism.
You know, idiot savant.
Rayman is autistic.
That's true. Well, okay, but anyway, it added a little bit of lightness to the rest of the game, which is just like a bombed-out wasteland where you're killing people to steal gasoline.
Awesome. So,
I was impressed by
preview on the site?
Yeah, preview's on the site, and it was one of the few times when something lit on fire in that game. It was one of the few times I've seen a next-gen game and went, that couldn't be done on a 360. That's pretty cool. Like,
I got that same feeling when I saw some gameplay, the same stuff that was shown, and then a little more of the fuck is the name of that Ubisoft
Division?
Game? The Division. It might be one of my favorite games of the show, even though I don't know if it's ever actually going to come out. That game has canceled written all over it.
I mean, it has an element of polish. At least that little segment that we saw looked very polished.
It looks super next-gen. It may be the best-looking game being shown, and it's way too ambitious.
It looks too expensive to cancel, though.
Yeah. I don't know. It looks really cool. You can read the thing on the site. I also heard there's a bunch of new Pokemon news.
Yeah,
which is cool. There's new Pokemon battles. There's, like, flying battles and horde battles, which are tweeted as horse battles. And people made fun of me.
horse battles.
There's a new Pokemon.
A bunch of new Pokemon. And there's a lot
fairy
of
type.
There's fairy type Pokemon.
They're good at battling Pokemon bullshit.
Oh, you can ride Pokemon around. Just fucking mount up and go to town.
Hmm.
Just do it.
That's awesome. I will.
Do it.
I'm gonna.
Okay. Played Bayonetta, blah, blah, blah. Everything I wrote's on the site, but we need to go to sleep, so I'm going to go ahead and say we should wrap up day two of our podcast. We're going to be back tomorrow for a 3-hour-long episode where we're going to recount in detail every single thing we did that day.
I think today was the hard one. Today is the one that...
It was tough.
Yeah.
Ryan, I was joking about the 3-hour episode.
Oh, okay.
You looked super disappointed.
I was concerned.
Yeah.
We're over the hump, though.
Yeah. We're over the hump.
It's all downhill from here.
Yeah. All right. So we will talk to you tomorrow. And be sure to come back to Games Radar for so much E3 news again.